Britney is sliding into Adam's DMs. Tom and Ariana are going house shopping, and Lala might steal your boy. Get your pumptini ready, because we're breaking it down next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Right now, I'm
in a state of buzz. I know, it's such a good song, Sarah.
No more tears left to dry.
No more tears left.
Those things are gone.
Nobody's crying this week.
No.
It's about damn time. Britney's tears have finally... Well, we had a few tears at the top of the episode, but she's finally dried them up, and let's hope there's no more. I mean, but with Jax Taylor, there are always tears.
Why?
And it's
when
about
he comes
time.
Back.
Yeah, every time. Every time. Hi, guys. I'm Zach Peter. We don't have Teague in studio this week, but don't worry. We'll all be back next week. And also here I have Miss Stacey Olivas.
Hi, guys.
And Miss Sarah Cirio.
Hey.
So we are minus the Teague, but don't worry. We've got lots of tea to serve tonight.
We do.
So how do you ladies feel about this week's episode?
It was a little slow this week.
It was a little slow.
I wanted some more drama. I wanted some more, like... crazy stuff. They didn't give us anything.
The past two episodes,
wasn't in it, really.
The past two episodes have been really good. That's true. James was not in it. Neither was Raquel. Thank God. But I feel like it was a little slow, and there wasn't as much momentum as like we got last week. What do you think?
No,
Sarah?
I don't think. I think it was so slow. I think the topics and like what they wanted to show in this episode, were really great, but they just like fell flat.
Yeah.
I thought there could have been so much more in the performance with Lala. So much more with Jax and Britney. Like, are you kidding me?
Everyone just toned it down this
week. Well, yeah. I think the biggest bombshell when it comes to Jax and Britney was the fact that they had sex before he broke up with her.
Which...
I mean... Can we say douchebag of the year?
Yes.
Do you expect any more from Jax? Come on, guys.
I mean, how do you sleep with her? And then you're like, you know what? I just needed to get laid, and I'm going to break up with you now.
Because
he said that.
I know, and it's like what he said specifically and how he said it.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to get off.
Yeah. I know, but you were in a relationship with her for like 2.5 years. It's different. It's different.
I think the man has no soul, and he's so selfish that he doesn't care about anybody else but whatever pleases him in that moment. So if he needs to get off,
well, he said, I need to fix me first. But I feel like we should have fixed him, like, he should have fixed himself, like, 20 years ago.
But here we go again. It's woe is me,
yeah.
Jax, poor me, back to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not about what I did to Britney. It's more about, like...
Yeah, you're right. It's all about, you know, what he needs, and he needs time to process.
I need everyone to run to me. I need everyone to feel sorry for me. And Britney, deal with yourself.
Yeah, and what about Britney? You
just
cheated
on her. When I need you back, I'll get you back when I need you. And that's probably what you do.
It's just like I can talk about this for so long, but I feel like that's all we've talked about.
It's like beating a dead horse.
Okay.
And it's
Okay, so they've officially broken up.
Yes.
But the next, I guess, buzzworthy moment about the whole Jax and Britney saga is that she decided to DM Adam. She's like, I'm going in for this. Sheena set this up, and now I'm ready to dive in.
Yeah.
Good for her. I think it's good for her.
I think
she's
so too.
Like, she seems happier without Jax. Just
completely.
Completely happier. But then she's like, he's like her comfort zone. Like, let me keep him around because I think I need him.
Safety
I need
net.
A man,
yeah.
maybe. So, I mean, she did jump right to another guy. So, it kind of shows a lot about her, too.
I think this was more of like her way of getting back out there. I don't know. I mean, I guess he could be a rebound. I don't think she goes anywhere with him because ultimately we know she ends up with Jax in the end. I know. I hate that because, like, this was the first moment. Yeah, this was the first moment I was like, oh, I've earned some respect from you this season. And, you know, I know how it ends, so unfortunately that's not great. But what did you think about her, Sarah, taking getting the nerve to actually reach out to Adam, especially considering how Jax got upset with her talking to Adam in a couple episodes ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that she did it. A lot of people might think, like, oh, it was too soon. But it's also like, let's look at their relationship. I think she needed it.
Yeah.
Do I think she like acts different? I don't know. I feel like she is in a sense true to herself. Even when she was with Jax, she was still like outgoing and bubbly, but she did seem a little bit more just like at ease and herself and happy, Which Jack said he just wants to see her happy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was.
Happy. Yeah, and I think she's not consumed with him because probably every waking moment she's worrying about Jack's when she's with him. So now she's kind of like, okay, well, I got to do me.
But then also she was probably like, maybe someone will, like, let Jax know, like, one of the Toms will be like, oh.
Do you think she's faking it?
She's sitting next.
Faking what?
Faking, like, being happy right now and, like.
With Jax or with Adam? Like,
with Adam, just time, in general. Like, on the show. She's like, I'm going to pull it together. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do this.
I think she feels free. I think this whole situation with Jax has weighed so heavy on her that now that she doesn't have to worry about Jax, she doesn't have to worry about defending her relationship with Jax to all of her friends. Like, there's just, you know, this eerie sense of...
Yeah, she just needs to feel like, in the sense that she... can have control over certain things in this relationship. And I think maybe she's starting to realize that. Because you need to have that sense of, like, feeling free.
Of independence,
and knowing that, like, you can walk away or you can have a certain way and agree to disagree, which I don't think that they do very well.
No, I agree with you, Sarah. And I also feel like when a hot guy is interested in you, like, that doesn't hurt.
I mean, why not?
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't pass up an opportunity with Adam, let's be real. Over Jax any day.
The whole episode, Stacey, every time Adam pops up, Stacey was like, who is that? And we're like, girl.
He's been here all season.
That was amazing. But, I mean, good for her. I'm it's not going anywhere, but good for her.
How long do you think this is going to last, though,
for Adam? One episode.
This is it.
Until Jax calls her and is like, I miss you, I love you, come back. And then she's like, okay.
And she's going to be like, love wins in the end, y'all.
Love wins.
Love wins. Hashtag love wins. Sarah, would you swipe right to Adam?
Would I swipe right?
To Adam, yeah. We know how Stacey feels. Stacey has Adam and James in her corner.
I don't know, he's just there. He hasn't said anything to make me be like, ooh.
You also brought up Wesley, we see a lot of, but he never has lines on the show.
Yes, but I'm thinking they're bringing all these younger people because this cast is getting a little old.
So do you think they're going to get rid of, like, the older ones and kind of, like, wean off them?
Yeah, I mean,
and
like, newbies? They're just, you
I think
know.
Eventually. I think Jax might be retired soon. I think Sheena might be retired soon now that she's going off to Vegas and kind of doing her own thing. I think one of them is going to end up with the spinoff show. I think the next spinoff show is probably going to be Tom.
No, I want to be Stassi.
I think that'll be the next spinoff. But I think eventually that's how they're going to get rid of the OG cast members, because we've seen them do that with all of the Real Housewives franchise. They get their own spinoff and then they leave the original series and it gives them room to introduce somebody new. Mm-hmm. And then they get the best of both worlds by having all of the cast members on
Bravo.
That'll
just be fresh and more exciting.
Smart. It's smart.
And single. Don't be in a relationship if you want to be on a reality show.
Please don't.
What did you guys think of Tom and Tom rushing to Jax's side as if he needed to mend a broken heart because he broke up with Brittany after he slept with her?
I thought it was cute in the sense of, like, it brought me back to, like, season one. So I felt like they were trying to, like, relive something. But they didn't need to. And Ariana had the best facial expression comment. She was just like, okay, that needs to not happen anymore. And you need to stay here and present with me. He's a grown man.
Yeah.
He'll be just fine. A text, a call
is
great at our age. Like, you're still there. You're gonna be his friend, but you don't need to actually, like, run to have a sleepover.
I know.
But it shows how much so many of these cast members are holding on to Jax.
I don't get it. There's nothing great about him.
I mean, maybe he's kind of like that friend that you can, like, say anything to and they'll forgive you.
But you can't say anything to him because then he goes off and tells everybody what you've said and causes drama. And, like,
I mean
stuff. He's not a good friend. He's not a good friend. He's not a great boyfriend. And I think Ariana's right. I don't know why they're all up his butthole.
No,
Are there rainbows up there?
Are there rainbows? Are there unicorns? What's up there?
Because he wouldn't be there for them.
No.
So it's like, I just feel like you should do what other people do for you.
I feel like everyone wants to find their unicorn. Like, they want to find that perfect ideal boyfriend or girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And Jax is not a unicorn. He is like a retired old Seabiscuit. Like, his legs are a little pad. You know, he's moved past the prime of his years.
Don't bash a Seabiscuit.
I'm not bashing Seabiscuit. I'm just saying, when Seabiscuit's ready to retire and his ankles are done, that's Jax currently.
Jax, yeah. He didn't he He needs some work on his nose.
He's had a lot of work on his nose.
I know, but his breathing when he eats is just like, what? And then, like I have said previously,
it's so gross.
If you look at his feet, guys, look at his feet in the episodes.
The breeze toes.
He's touching them.
He needs a bunion surgery.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. He's a broken down sea biscuit. Hashtag that.
But still has so many people on his butt.
Was that supposed to be a pun?
Maybe.
Was there a double entendre there?
I think so.
Oh my god. Well, I think Jax needs like some real advice. I think he needs like a big sister or just somebody to set him straight.
I agree.
Do you have some advice from Stacey?
He needs some advice from someone that has her life all together. Mm-hmm. Every aspect of her life. Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your mm-hmm. life, for those who do, we've got the podcast for you. Mm-hmm. Conversations mm-hmm. with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. You guys, every Friday it's here to give you some like great advice, some great like
topics. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, words of wisdom. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
For free.
Where can you get that?
Nowhere else. Nowhere. You have to pay a therapist a lot of money here in Los Angeles to get free advice. And Maria Menounos is giving it to you, so you better listen to her.
And because she's so successful and has it all together, so why wouldn't you listen to her?
Yeah, she's not some Instagram guru that's giving you free quotes and BS on, you know, their Insta story. She's got real gems from real life experience.
Yes. So be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you.
Vanderpump. Zach, Stacey, Teague, Sarah.
Yeah. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out now.
Check it out.
Check it.
It's amazing.
They've said everything. But check it out.
So many interesting topics.
You can get great advice for your weekend since it's on Friday.
Or you can save it for your commute to work during the week.
Exactly.
It's available anytime. That's the best part of a podcast is it's on demand.
That's true. She's the best.
She is the best. You know who else needs advice from Maria Menounos?
Who?
Tom and Ariana. They're going house shopping.
They do.
Which, I mean, they got a lot of airtime going house shopping this week.
They're really digging for some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, that's you know that this is one of like the filler weeks until mm-hmm. we get to the meat of the season mm-hmm. when they have to dedicate like a whole chunk of the episode to going house shopping with Tom and Ariana.
I mean, it was a nice house.
It was a nice house.
But like...
The realtor, she was cute. She's like, what do you guys do? They're like, we have a bar and we're writing like a cocktail book. Ooh. And she's like, oh, that's cute.
She was super cute. I know. And then eventually they realized like, oh, maybe we should say like, oh, Tom is actually a business partner. And that's when she perked up and was like, okay.
Okay.
You should have led with that.
Yeah. You don't tell your realtor you're not making money.
We're both 35.
That you don't have a real job and you're bartending.
We're bartending.
That doesn't inflict much confidence when you're trying
I'd
to
be
buy
like,
a house.
Okay, next.
Stacey, would you buy a house from her?
She's cute, yeah.
She was adorable.
She would give you the best deal.
Ariana still doesn't want kids, and Tom really wants kids.
I understand that. She's like in disgust of having a child.
Some people are.
Why?
I'm not like that, but I'm just saying, I know some
Why?
People. I mean, if something's growing inside of you.
I mean, it's a little weird. It's a little weird to have something grow inside
of you.
I thought
they'd have interesting looking kids, Tom and Ariana. Think about
they'd
it.
They'd be cute.
Tom. I think they would have cute kids.
Mm-hmm. Exotic looking kids.
Yeah,
with
he has like the
craziest
ethnic...
outfits, probably.
Oh my gosh, yes. The way that they would style them.
Tom would think they're like little baby dolls, probably.
Oh yeah, like... they're his little baby dolls that he could dress up. Oh my god, he would love it.
Yeah.
He would love it and Ariana would not.
Mm-hmm. And they're still not planning to get married. Anytime soon?
They don't want to get married. That's Do you think they ever will?
She's adamant about no.
Yeah, she's strong.
Do you think they don't really have that like vibe, I'd say. I think they're like happy and they're content and they're good and they're doing fine.
But the fact that he really wants to get married, do you think that'll cause friction in the relationship later on?
I feel like he just really wants to get married because he wants all eyes to be on him. And he wants to, like,
he wants
put
to go
on
dress shopping.
A grand performance.
Do you think he'll wear a
but
veil at the wedding?
I think so.
I feel like yes, she'd wear the tuxedo and he'd walk down the aisle.
In the dress.
Like, it'd be so swapped.
Gosh.
Yeah, or so she funny. Would wear a pantsuit and Dennis he Rodman. Would wear a lace white tuxedo.
I'd die.
I would make die it too.
Happen. He would definitely be more into the like the outfits than her.
Oh yeah, he would go out way more than she would. I don't think he would be like. I don't think she would be as into the whole ceremony. I think she would do it just for him.
Yeah,
which I kind of feel like is kind of sad, like that she doesn't want to, but she would do it. I mean, I guess that's a sense of love. Like you love your partner, so you're willing to make sacrifices. But I think when you make big sacrifices like that, that's just bad news bears down the line.
But how do you think
you don't want to go to resent someone? Yeah, sorry.
But how do you stay together for that long? And one person wants to get married, and one person doesn't.
That's why so I think. Like, that's how, why yeah. I think there's going to be friction down
it
the
has
line when
to
it comes.
Be. Because when maybe he gets older, like when
eventually
40
there's
going
to come a point where they're going to either want to settle down or have to settle down, and he's going to be like, "Look, I'm getting old. I still want kids. I still really want to get married, and like I can't wait around for you forever." I think he's waiting for her to come around, and I don't think she's ever going
the girl
to come around. Yeah,
in the relationship, waiting for the I do. Well,
I think I like how she's very supportive of Tom Tom.
Yeah,
I want to see Tom Tom go on like Shark Tank with Bethany. Ooh. And like pitch. I want them to like pitch their bar. She won't give them a deal because she's a real businesswoman and she's not going to take them seriously. Mm-hmm. But I would just love to see that play out like a Bravo Shark Tank crossover.
That would be good.
That would be really good.
And then Lisa could be there too.
Oh,
like
and then we'd have
eyes.
Another Lisa to Bethany
battle
head-to-head.
Of the alpha yeah. females. Ooh. That would be good.
Ooh. They've had a few little housewife moments
because of Kyle. Sorry, side note. But if you guys can't get enough of us, mm-hmm. I just want to say that you should totally go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. If there were more, I'd say to do that. But 5 is the only amount you can give us.
Or well, they could give like, us 10. They could sign up for another account.
Yeah,
and then just
go
give
on
us
your mom's account.
Go on your mom's account, your grandma's
yes,
account.
Do it all.
But please subscribe. We love it here at AfterBuzz. Every single yes. panel, especially us, fan mm-hmm. pump. So do it. Takes a second.
Yes.
While Did you do it?
Right now.
We're
going to
go on
while
live
you're listening,
so doing
while
it.
You're watching, take a 2-second break to go and leave us a 5-star review.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah Sirio, for that fun reminder.
You're welcome.
You know who had a fun night tonight, too?
Who?
Miss Lala Kant.
She Lala. Did.
We finally saw the showcase that Stassi's been helping her put together, and I think Stassi did a great job.
Yeah, and I love that she was so supportive of Lala, and like, I just want her to be happy and comfortable and not, you know, worry about this, and I just thought that shows a lot about Stassi.
And it's like...
She's grown up a lot.
And she cares
I
about other
people. I think
they both
have grown up a lot, yeah.
They have. But I, can I just say, I want a boss that will give me a pair of shoes.
Yes.
Right?
For
your showcase.
Like an event that I may be having.
Yeah. I mean, Lee, and you know that was not a cheap pair of shoes.
No. Lisa would not give a cheap pair
no,
of shoes.
No, that was, and they were like
what?
Decked out above the knee. Like, those were some killer boots.
I'm a 7.5.
You have to go apply for a job at Sir.
I'm just kidding.
Sir Villa Blanca. Now you have Tom Tom. You can bartend at Tom Tom.
I know.
Sarah Sirio. Do it all.
Thanks. But no, I'm just saying, like,
she's like, thanks for believing in me, guys. Thanks for thinking I can make cocktails at Tom Tom.
Wouldn't want that. I'm just saying, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
Stassi's whole decor was, she's come a long way.
Yeah.
She has come a long way. And I think last week we saw Patrick be like, you don't really do any work at these events. And like, she really is very meticulous about putting together the decorations and making sure everything looks good. And like, when you're putting together an event, it could very easily look cheap or look like there wasn't a lot of thought put into it, especially when you're hosting it at like a bar that is already decorated.
Right.
It's very easy to slack off. But we saw her really kind of put the final touches on everything and like... create an atmosphere, which is really important to an event.
I think she's really good at this. And she found her niche.
She had like a team. She had people.
She needs, this should be her spinoff.
Yes,
she
please.
Should. We can take Kim Zolciak off of the or Dina
wait,
Manzo.
Don't take
no,
Kim.
I like,
love
let
Kim.
Me
don't
fin-
be tardy.
Let me
no,
finish
don't
my
mess
statement.
With Kim.
Let me finish my statement. We can, Kim can keep her reality
Kim
show.
And her wig needs
but
to
Kim
stay.
Doesn't need to do party planning. Dina Manzo can go away with her party plan. Like Stassi is the new party planner
She's
on Bravo.
Young.
We don't even need David Tutera anymore doing weddings. Like Stassi, I'm here for you. Styled by Stassi. Look at, we can come up with names.
Look at everything. CC it. Copyright.
CC it. Trademark that.
Yeah, I agree.
TM that
I loved
stuff.
It all. But I mean, what do you guys think of Lala's man not being there.
Can I say something, please?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it, Stacey.
She's not friends with James anymore. James is there supporting her for her, like, dreams through everything. Yeah, he says some crazy crap, but her man's not even there, and she's stuck up for him and kind of disowned James because of him.
That makes me upset.
Because it's like he's actually been a good friend to her. Yeah, he says crazy. Zach.
So, hold on. Okay. I actually wrote, James is a sweet bestie. Like, he's a good girlfriend for you. But, like, and I wrote that down, and after I wrote it down, and even hearing you say that right now, like, I believed it, and then it came out of my mouth, and I was like, but he said so many derogatory things about her man.
That's true.
That, like, she loves this guy so much. Like, I get it. Now we see that he has a point. The fact that Randall didn't show up tonight, like, that says a lot. But, like, you don't go about it in that way.
Okay.
I get it if he was, like, away on business.
Yeah.
Okay. But we should have seen, like, a FaceTime. We saw her FaceTime Lisa.
Yeah.
Or a call. You don't have to, like, say his name or hear his voice. But you could just be like, it's my man. Or, like, send her flowers. Like, he sent her flowers to
Yeah, when she was away in Mexico.
And she's talking about him all the time on these episodes.
Maybe they had a rough patch.
Maybe.
We don't know. I just wanted to ask. Because
maybe she was fighting with the ex-wife at this time, and like he needed a break from her.
He
should have been there. We see how much she's into him. I really think he should have been there for her.
Do you think she's more into him than he's into her? Showing this?
Okay. When you're a grown man and you're established and you have your business and your life is pretty much together, like the pretty young 20-year-old girl is your side. Your side piece, your business and your life and your kids, like that's everything to you. The girlfriend just kind of, it's like
a trophy.
It's the Rolex watch,
People in the chat are saying that the James and Lala ship have sailed.
Yeah.
I agree, Linz.
Thanks,
and
Linz.
He sabotages himself constantly.
James.
And Linz also said she can't stand Raquel. So,
Zach,
that's your bestie.
Shade. And I just want to say we didn't see Raquel again this week, and I wasn't hating
it. Yeah, she showed up a little bit.
They
had, like, a little tiny, like, side kiss, weird, awkward kiss.
See, I block her out so much that it's not even in my vicinity anymore.
They say Lala would rip his head off if they were together, and he acted up. True, I agree.
I feel
like he's just like a little brother, like
I think
annoying
the
little
exact
brother.
Opposite. I think she would tame him. I think she would keep him in line, and he would stay in line because he likes that. And he would test his boundaries so that she would keep him in line because he likes a strong woman.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's why he's so glued to Lisa's, because he likes a strong woman that can keep him in line.
Mm-hmm. So you think them being together, he would keep her in line?
Like, no, she would keep him in line.
Clarence! I love Clarence!
He's back!
He straight up said James and Lala will be shipped forever!
Oh my gosh, no.
Clarence!
Maybe if she leaves her man one day, or if they break up, maybe she'll go back to James.
I don't think she's into James.
Maybe as friends.
Maybe she'll see that, like, he was just trying to be a good friend and his approach was not the greatest. What did you guys think of her performance? I liked the song. I thought it was cute and catchy for being a Bravo reality TV star song.
Yeah, it was cute.
But I expected more Erica Jane out of her.
Yeah.
I love Erica Jane.
She puts on a show.
Pretty mess. I love her. Her new car.
It's expensive to be me.
But no one can be her. Lala, I thought it was great. Like you said, Zach.
The song.
Yes. She could have done more, like, performance, absolutely, but I didn't want it to go as far as Sheena Shea did.
Oh, my.
When she was, like, trying really hard.
Trying to be, like, Madonna, J-Lo, and Britney. You're not. Stacey?
I think that. I'm just still thinking about that Madonna, J-Lo, Britney.
Sorry.
Like, what does that look like?
Combo.
Okay. No, okay. I think she went out of her comfort zone, so I really think. Props to her for that, because she was nervous. And I think she is talented. I just think she didn't give us any Lala on that stage. I feel like she was kind of toning it down. And her personality is, like, really strong and fun and cute and sexy. And I just didn't see that.
I think she was nervous.
She was
I think she let her nerves get the best of her. And she didn't. I mean, look, it's way different when you're on a reality show or you're in a confession, and you're talking to the camera. And when you're actually on stage, like, there's an intimidation that comes upon you when you're actually there, because, you know, it's you just have everybody's attention yeah. on you in that moment. I think she was just overwhelmed, but I really would have loved to have seen a grander performance and really seen that zero F's given Lala that we see all season.
But I think that will come with time. Like, yeah. as she does more performances, yeah. like anything else. I agree. But I think she's really talented. Mm-hmm. Definitely, mm-hmm. she has talent.
Person123 asks Sheena or Lala if you had to go see one, and everyone is saying Lala. Clarence, yeah. Lala.
I wouldn't see Sheena.
Vasiliki. Vasiliki. Sheena, no.
Well, thank you guys for joining in on the live chat. Don't forget to comment because we love to engage with you after yes. this show broadcast. So be sure to leave your comments. Let us know what you guys thought of tonight's episode. Weigh in on our Serve the Verdict, which we'll be getting to in a minute, and let us know who you guys think deserves this week's Pumptini. But until then, we've got some news and gossip, guys.
Ooh. News and gossip. So this is TV
news. Or as we like to call it, tea time. Stacey, serve the tea for me.
Okay, this is kind of sad news, though. Yeah. Lala's dad passed away.
I know.
Which is really sad. Actually seeing this performance, I hope her parents were there, too, just to see her perform for the last time.
Yeah, that's got to be interesting to have that moment on camera and then to have this moment in real life.
Yeah. And today she took to social media and she posted on Instagram a really adorable and cute post with her dad and having fun with her mom and brother also in the car, joking around. And the caption on the Instagram post said, "Rest in paradise, my sweet dad. The world seems to be spinning much slower. I've never felt so lost. I've never felt so sad. My world has crumbled." Hmm.
I know, it was
That's
sad.
That's so sad.
So sad.
I saw that Katie posted a picture with her and Lala, just giving her support. Yeah. And then
Kristen did too.
Yeah, and Kristen did
and
as well.
And Sheena did too.
Yeah.
I saw that.
So that was nice of everyone. They're all getting along.
I know. It's like everyone's growing up, though.
Being nice.
Or at least they're being nice because her dad passed away.
I know.
We don't know.
But I think they're growing up.
I think they're growing up, too. And that's why I think they need to bring in the newer, younger cast members.
Yeah.
As these transition on and get married and, you know, settle down in their lives. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's more to come because Vanderpump Rules has been picked up for another season. Bravo officially announced it.
That's so exciting. So they'll be coming back next summer.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see more of Billy and
Ariana's
brother?
I think we'll see more of Billy. I don't know about Ariana's brother.
You mean in the coming season?
Yeah.
In the coming season, definitely. I agree.
I think they introduced them this time so that they can take over the leads. And then I think we're going to move some of the primaries down to secondary cast.
Which could be really interesting.
Yeah.
That will be interesting.
It's time for, like, the new era, the new generation. They've been on for 6 seasons. That's at least 5 years. Like, it's time
for It's time for Wesley next... to step outside yeah. the bar.
Exactly. Come on, Wes. Wesley, Adam, Billy. We just need another, another Lala to come into the mix. Another younger Lala.
Yeah.
Sarah Serio?
Like, we need a hot mess. No.
Yes, I'd be entertaining, but I would not be that entertaining.
You could date Jax or the new
Shut
Jax.
Up. No. No.
She's taken.
No. Well, on that note, shall we move into... Oh, actually, let's do Serve the Verdict. On that note, because you brought up whether or not we're going to see Jeremy and Billy. Do you guys ship Jeremy and Billy? Do you think this will last?
I don't ship them.
No?
They're at the port.
I can't really tell right now.
The port.
The port.
Like before the ship goes out.
Oh my God.
That was cute. I like that.
Catchy.
I'm all dying laughing. I like that.
Proud mama moment.
Proud mom moment.
Do you, Stacey?
Do you ship them? Do you think they'll go anywhere?
I think they will.
Okay.
I mean, from Billy being on, like, she seemed like she was really into him. So I feel like, and they're showing.
Yeah,
like,
you know what?
They were touching.
Now that you brought that up again, she was really into him.
Yeah. So something's.
She's stealing. Definitely into him. We haven't seen much from him, from Jeremy. But I mean, hey, I mean, if you guys are happy, why not?
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. As long as you're not cheating on each other, mm-hmm. and, like making a mess of it, mm-hmm. or going to, you know.
Don't
ending
hurt
up
Billy.
In therapy, like we saw Jax tonight, ended up in therapy. He broke up with his Reiki master.
She was a
barf. Yeah, I think I don't know if I ship them. I think they're cute friends. I don't think I'd see anything.
I think
going
we have to get
them.
To know them more.
Yeah, I think she's into him, but I don't think there's anything actually going to come of that. That's just from what I've seen. I don't think they have chemistry together on camera.
I agree.
Think Rachel said they're stoner friends, and I. think that that chemistry shows. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're stoner butts, but we're not. Maybe we hook up. Maybe we're friends with benefits, but there's nothing serious coming from that. From what I've seen. I don't know. I could be wrong.
People are saying no.
I don't know. You're really good at these predictions.
People are saying no. Billy's too good for Jeremy.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Especially Jeff in those Martin. Undies that we saw him in on this episode.
With his sister just chilling there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That was that my cringeworthy was like moment of the head. Night. Him in his little like tight briefs and seeing his whole package.
That's why they need a new house.
No. Yeah. They need. Yeah. But I mean, even if you have a new house, he can still go with you. And I don't. He needs to get his own place. He needs to get his stuff together. Okay, next serve the verdict. Do you guys feel bad for Brittany? Jax broke up with her. We saw her a little emotional at the top of the episode.
I'm excited for the live chat, so I want Sarah. You guys. Okay, I'll go.
Do you feel bad for her?
See, I really wish we didn't know that they were together.
Ended up together, yeah.
In real life time right now.
Yeah.
Because I would then, like, have felt bad and have been so happy to have seen her in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, being confident and moving on. But knowing that they're together, no. No.
I agree.
I don't.
Okay. I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I feel bad for her because I feel like Jax is, like, her addiction.
Yeah.
And I feel like she just can't break it. She can't. And he's such a good manipulator. Well, he's not a good manipulator, but he manipulates her,
I think
so well. She's so nice. So I kind of am like, I don't know.
I think torn. This is probably like one of the highlights of her life at the moment is coming to Los Angeles, being on a reality show, being famous, falling in love with a guy that's seemingly interested in her enough to buy her boobs. and I think that she's caught up. I don't know if it, like a lot of people are saying she's caught up on being on the show and she wants to stay on the show. I think this is just a big circle of... it's a euphoria for her where this is so many things. It's all happening. Like Sheena Shea did earlier this season. I think that's the moment that she's having right now, and she doesn't want to let that go, and that's why she's afraid to move out of, like you said earlier, her comfort zone. I don't feel bad for her though. I really don't, because she had so many chances to dip out. He talked to her so poorly at the beginning. He cheated on her and had no remorse for it. There was the audio tape where he said he never wanted to get with her. He's flirting with this Reiki girl. Like, there are so many things and so many reasons the list keeps adding up that, like, I can't feel bad for you, girl. You chose to stay with him, and the fact that he screwed you over in the end... I can't feel bad for you, and I still don't feel bad for you if he cheats on you or hurts you again because you chose to get back into it.
I feel like she needs to rip the Band-Aid off, which already happened, but keep it off for like a couple months and then get used to being not with him, and then you'll see your life is more peaceful.
Yeah, I wish we would have seen more of that more than one episode. Sarah, what do people in the chat think?
Most people are saying no, they don't feel sorry for her. She's fragile.
She is so nice.
But Tabitha is saying she feels bad for Brittany. Because she has low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But she does think that she loves him. And then someone says, for Brittany, it works out financially. And then Person123 says, I really want to know how much of staying with Jax has to do with finances, since he constantly throws how he supports her in her face when they argue.
Yeah.
I think that she definitely is with him because she's in love with him. I don't think it's for the show. And I think she's not that type of person. You could just tell.
I do think she really loves him. Yeah. And it's just the sense of how hard it will be for her.
To leave him.
To leave him. And I think she needs to just do it because it'll suck for a while, but it'll feel so much better.
Yeah. And she needs a great guy to treat her well, to see that, like, what you were doing in the past was, like, not working.
And she's a strong girl. Like, I think she needs to boost her self-esteem, and that's part of the reason she's staying in this.
For sure.
But she's a strong girl. Like, the fact that she came to work and Stassi's like, if I were you, I would have been rolled up in bed. And she's like, look, I was on a farm, and you got to wake up and feed the chickens every day. And if I don't feed them chickens, then I'm going to have 20 dead chickens. I was like, that is right. That is some real millennial work ethic advice for everybody else. Shockingly from Brittany, but I mean,
it's true.
That
though.
Country work ethic. You can't lay in bed all week and you know, you have to get
up and
go
back for yourself. So
it does.
If that's in her mindset, then maybe, just maybe. But
that shows us how she thinks. She's really positive thinking.
She
always
is. Like,
so that's what I'm saying. That's what keeps her in
there.
There's
just an insecurity that's holding her back.
That's why she's still with him, because she's so...
nice.
positive and wants to see the good.
Yeah.
But it slaps her in the face.
It does. Speaking of maybes, shall we get into predictions?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, Stacey, what do you think is going to happen on the season finale of Vanderpump Rules?
I want what I want to happen is I want Lisa to tell off Patrick. That's what I'm looking for too. I want her to tell Stassi that this is like a crappy guy for you that you should not be dating and that he does not want the best for you. Like, and she could just see it. And as Lisa, she always gives great advice. So
I agree with you, Stacey. Stassi just doesn't seem like herself when she's with Patrick. I'm excited to finally see Tom. I know I've said that before, but when is this party going to happen? And it's going to happen, and I'm so excited for them. And you know what? If it is true, I would love to see Lisa and Ken finally, like, give Jax the farewell that he deserves.
Yes.
But I don't know if that will happen.
I actually think that is going to happen next
week. Ooh, okay,
good. I think there's going to be some type of Sir departure, whether that's Jax taking a step down or Jax quitting, or Lisa. I don't think Lisa's actually going to fire him.
Yeah.
If she would, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. But I definitely think this is going to be the first step away from Sir for Jax that's going to come next week.
So do you think Jax is going to be more like a Kristen role next season?
Yeah. If that.
Or you think we won't be on.
He may be in Florida.
No, I think he'll have either a can, like, if he moves to Florida, like, his role is going to shift and it's not going to be as prominent as it has been. But I don't see him leaving entirely. Okay. But I also don't see him working at Sir next season.
Okay.
Agreed.
I also think he's tired of it.
Agree, Zach.
I do think that Lisa's going to set Patrick straight.
Please.
I think she needs to. I'll be honest. Based off of the clip that we saw from next week, I think they're editing it to really make him look like a bigger douchebag than he actually is. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying he's probably a douchebag. Yeah. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's probably an 11. And they're just making him look like a 12.
Okay.
And again, the bar is at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see that all come to an end. I don't think we're going to get to see the big Stassi breakup that we've been anticipating since, like, episode one.
I
think it's going to be just a shot of her crying at the very end. And then it's going to have the overlay of this is what happened to Stassi after the season.
This is a season finale.
I know. I thought we'd have a few more episodes.
At least two more.
I know. But I'm excited. And the reunion is what I'm more excited for.
That's going to be juicy.
So
I cannot wait. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below in next week's episode. Do you think we're going to see a lot of Patrick and Stassi next week? Do you think that? What do you think will be the cornerstone? Who do you think will be back next season? Give us your predictions. Let us know what you thought of Serve the Verdict. Do you think Jeremy and Billy are going to make it? Do you think they're going to hook up a little more? Or are they just friends with benefits? We want to hear from you. So weigh in the comments. Stacey, Sarah, Teague will probably join in too. I know I'll join in the comments. So please go subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes, leave us 5 stars. And until then, should we give our Pumptini toast?
Totally.
Pumptini toast.
Sarah, I think I'll let you do the honors this week.
Ooh! Okay.
Who gets our Pumptini toast this week?
The Pumptini toast goes to the queen of pop for this episode, Miss Lala Kent.
Yay, Lala.
Lala.
You deserve it.
She definitely earned it.
Style and class.
Confidence.
And so much.
And hustle.
Hustle, girl.
She did it. Thank you guys for watching. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Again, I'm Sarah Sirio. Thank you guys so much for watching, and you can follow me at SSirio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can follow me all over social media to at Stacey Olivas.
Until next time.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.